Now, there's a funny thing about time. Evidently, time can be found to pass, and you can be comforted to the degree that time is passing by the existence of particles. In the absence of particles, the passage of time doesn't take place. Now, you got that. It doesn't take place. There's no particles. And boy, that is pure murder. A thetan would just rather do anything than exist in an area with no particles. Well, that sounds funny, doesn't it? But the fact of the matter is he's very uncomfortable about the whole thing. He has the idea of living forever with no time passage. It's his consideration. So as soon as he gets particles, he gets time passage so that he can have change, shift, and motion. Therefore, he's got to have meaning. He's got to have mass. He's got to have mobility in order to give him a shift and change of time. If you didn't have any symbols, there'd be no shift or change in time. Now, the proof of that is we look into human experience and we discover that somebody who is traveling without being surrounded by mass considers the voyage very long. But an individual traveling with an enormous amount of mass and so forth around him and so on is actually making a, quote, faster voyage. It's the same voyage on the tick of the clock, but without mass, it's interminable by his consideration, and with mass, takes place fairly swiftly. An object of this, the distance between, I know that doesn't quite sound right, but that happens to be about the way people look at it. And if you can look this over and add it up to your own experience, you'll suddenly see this. That the presence of mass brings about a certain comfort to mobility. And it brings about the passage of time. And if there was just space there and there was no particles, there was no mass or anything of the sort at all, well, you just get forever, interminable, no change, which is an unbearable situation. Now, this is the Thetan's thirst for packing himself in and nailing himself down in mass and energy and getting into traps and staying in them. He'll complain about them to you, but mostly he complains about them to you so you won't take them away. Passage of time. It's the way he looks at this situation. Now, the passage of time is a very interesting phenomenon and one that well merits your consideration. But the consideration, for instance, of, let's say, a small boat. You go from place A to place B in a small boat, and you go from place A to place B in a big boat. Let's say it took the same amount of time. You would find out that going in the small boat took a long time by your consideration, and going in a big boat took a relatively short time. This you can add up to some of your experience. Now, that's a consideration of time, but back of the consideration of time is the fact that time itself is a consideration, so that's the anatomy of agreement which makes it this way. Thetan, by the way, who keeps having things taken away from him, gets less and less conscious, mostly because he's trying to dodge this foreverness with which you're threatening him. If you don't remedy his havingness, the session feels like it's going on forever. He thinks he's been in the auditing chair for hours and hours and hours, whereas, as a matter of fact, he's only been there a few minutes. You remedy his time, and he thinks the session is relatively short. Therefore, running of engrams appears to be very rapid to an individual. The session passes rapidly while he's running engrams, and if you were having him put up nothingnesses for the same period of time, he would find it was a very long session. Why? Running engrams gives him consistent and continual masses to fool with, you see. So it's a short session. Now, an individual who is really packed in with a lot of mass considers his time factors much more bearable. And if there is no mass, he considers it unbearable. This is the consideration.